Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope you had a great weekend. It wasn't New York like I was, but I managed to get out just in time. But more on that later on, if anybody's interested. I want to open up with a gentleman who's been on this show with his past book and is someone who really is the personification of what American values are. And as you know, that means a constant fight with what's going on in the media and the administration and the new ideology that is blanketing the United States. Kind of scary. Joining us is Dan Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. He was in the Secret Service during the administrations of Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. He ran for the Senate in 2011 and finished second. He ran for Congress in 2014 and lost by one percentage point. For a conservative Republican, an amazing accomplishment, believe it or not. He hosts a top-ranked podcast at Conservative Review, one of my favorite websites, conservativereview.com. And he provides commentary and my condolences. I know what it's like, too, for CNN, MSNBC, NBC, and the now slanting to the left Fox. We need another network. His first book, Life Inside the Bubble, a New York Times bestseller. And as I finally conclude this lengthy introduction, his new book, The Fight, a Secret Service Agent's Inside Account of Security Failings and the Political Machine. It's published by St. Martin's Press in hardcover. Dan, congratulations for your courageous efforts and welcome. Great to have you back.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. Good to be back.
I want to ask you about that fine line of confidentiality. I mean, we all have our viewpoints. I thought it was kind of disgraceful, and I don't know how I'm starting off on this note, for an ex-Navy SEAL to come forward. I'm trying to think. I didn't know his name. I just can't. He's always on television talking about how he killed bin Laden. Are we not only seeing a collapse of our government, but a tremendous craving for attention and benefits from people who should not be provided? I don't think he should have been providing the information he's doing, because it's something that all members of the military, all members of the Navy SEALs and every other division should share. That's my opinion. I find it distasteful. And how does that pertain to what you can talk about and what you can't talk about?
Yeah, I was very limited I never ran the book by the Secret Service initially, the first book or the second book. But I didn't need to. There were no security procedures or anything like that discussed in the book. Matter of fact, in the first book, the only complaint I ever got on Amazon, I got a couple of bad reviews. Most of them were good. I think we're still 4.5 stars. But the only ones that were bad were people who were expecting some kind of like Kitty Kelly tell-all. And that wasn't the purpose of the first book or the second book. Matter of fact, I just got an interesting call the other day from a friend of a friend saying how there were people in the Secret Service who were very appreciative of the second book because it kind of it dispels the myth that the Columbia debacle with the Secret Service and the White House fence were indicative of the entire body of work. I mean, the Secret Service does a very difficult job and does it very well. I mean, we have the most threatened man on earth for the last 7 years, Barack Obama, who, you know, hasn't had as much as a hangnail in office. I mean, clearly they're doing something right, and I make the case in one of the chapters in the book. I tell you how they do it without going into the detailed security thing, but the management style they use to make sure that nothing ever happens and how you could translate that into your business. And that's the chapter I've been getting the most positive feedback on in a new book. So, yeah, it's tough.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because every day I think, how is Obama going to survive a lifetime? I mean, there are people who have been angry. I mean, I'm talking militias and snipers, people who are just too crazed. Here, the anti-sentiment against what Barack Obama has done in transforming this country into a third world nation, a socialist, whatever you want to say, the antithesis of what our Constitution is. What's your feeling? Is somebody, you know, I know it's an unorthodox question on radio. Is somebody going to get to this guy?
Yeah, no, they won't, because the Secret Service does, and I kind of discussed this in the chapter, they do a mitigation plan for what I would call the Big Six. I got this from a guy named Nate, an agent named Nate, who was really, really good. I talk about him in the book, too, and he used to distill it down to the Big Six, right? A tactical assault, a medical emergency, a chemical biological attack, an IED, an airborne, something coming from the air, whether it's a chemical or a plane or something, and fire. Like, when you can develop an A to Z plan, not A to B, but an A to Z plan, like Zebra, for all of those Big Six, and you have mitigation plans for everything that could happen there.
24/7 for the next 30 years of his life?
24/7 for the next 30 years of your life, creating a 360-degree sphere of security up and below. You know, that's the kind of stuff the public doesn't hear about. You know, and I understand that. I mean, listen, I'm not apologizing at all. I don't in the book. Matter of fact, the first chapter is dedicated to the debacle with the White House fence and how that can never be allowed to happen again. But I explained to you why it happened. And I'm not apologizing for those mistakes with them. But when you realize what the Secret Service does every day, you know, frankly, just by pure probability and chance alone, it's amazing that 20 or 30 people haven't gotten closer to the president. Just by pure chance, how many people try? So clearly they're doing something right. And I think it's that Big Six thing, that A to Z plan. You know, this is a quick example, right? We would go out with the staff, and I remember specifically a trip where I was the lead advance in Indonesia for Barack Obama's trip over there. And I remember the staff constantly saying to me, oh, well, come on, that's not going to happen. Will you please stop? And I said, guys, listen, you don't get paid to think about. You're staffers, okay? I appreciate what you do, but you don't get paid, and you're not going to get fired if what I said I think could happen happens. I'll get fired. If I say, listen, an alien's going to land on Barack Obama's limo and get him hurt because I think it's probable, it's not your job to tell me no. It's my job as a security operator here to plan for that contingency. Now, obviously, I'm exaggerating a bit on that one, but that was the kind of stuff that would happen all the time. The staff just never understood the detail that went into a Secret Service advance, and I kind of dig into it a little bit in the book to show you just how much stress is involved in doing an advance in the Secret Service. I mean, you could be fired or potentially jailed for something you did wrong in the Secret Service, depending on the degree of maliciousness involved.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you pointed that out. And I want to go on record, and I'm sure you can understand this. There are going to be people who will misinterpret the nature of my question and how I asked it. So let me go on the record for those naysayers. I do not want anything to happen to Barack Obama. I just want him to go away. I want to make that clear. All right. Now we delve into a lot of the scandals we've seen, of the drone crash at the White House, the sex scandal, all of these, whether you go to the State Department, the Secret Service, the CIA. Is this something? Now, I think you alluded to the fact about the great job they do when it goes unappreciated, because, you know, there's an old saying, if you don't see or hear me, you know the job is done right. Are we having a breakdown, a collapse, or is it just because of our new technology and our new monitoring that all this stuff is coming to the surface?
Yeah, I think it's more a highlighting in the press of one specific agency more than anything. Again, this is in no way the mistakes were clear. I mean, there's no the Columbia debacle, the fence jumper, were abominations. I mean, these were horrible mistakes that need to be corrected. But I think the question may be asking is this some kind of anomaly? And sadly, the answer is I wish it were different. The answer is no. I mean, this kind of stuff has happened within government and the private sector for a long time. I mean, whatever it may be, sex scandals or failures to get the job done happen all the time. Now, why in the Secret Services can't be tolerated under any circumstances is the penalty for a failure is the potential death of the President of the United States, which is absolutely 100% unacceptable. That can't happen, ever. So that's why, you know, we really need to focus on this stuff and fixing it. But, no, it's not anomalous. It's a big organization. It's had some issues. I think, and one of the reasons I kind of dig into this too a bit in the book, and one of the reasons I think that it's been so public and some of the failures have been a little more dramatic than when I was there is the transfer from the Department of Treasury with the Secret Service to the Department of Homeland Security was a mess. It never really worked right. And here's the reason. We were in the Department of Treasury. There was really no reason for the director of the Secret Service or the management staff to cozy up to the Treasury Secretary for some post-retirement job. I mean, what were you going to do? Were you going to be a derivatives trader or something later on? The missions didn't correspond, and there was something good about that. It kept a detachment. When the Department of Homeland Security took over, what wound up happening is agents at the managerial level at the top would start cozying up to Homeland Security staff. They would then open up a security consulting business later on together. So who you were really working for was always kind of in question. And,
all right, I want to hold it there. I can't even believe a segment's gone by. This is so fascinating. For my frustration, we're never even going to scratch the surface, but we'll do our best after a break. Dan Bongino, one of the better guests. I don't want to insult anyone who can come on this show. The name of the book is The Fight, A Secret Service Agent's Inside Account of Security Failings and the Political Machine. Go out and buy a copy, St. Martin's Press. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are
standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobetes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we're back. The Fight, a Secret Service agent's inside account of security failings in the political machine. That's the key here on my next question. St. Martin's Press, Dan Bongino, who served in the Secret Service during three presidential administrations. I had mentioned to you when you first came on here that I had an interview with Dinesh D'Souza on Friday, and he couldn't have put it to me more accurately than talking up in his book. The criminal organization similar to the mafia run by Obama, Hillary, and Bill Clinton. I mean, it's really scary. And I don't know how much you can comment about that. And we're not going to go into great depth. You don't have the time. But what's your accurate portrayal of it? How far can you go in terms of what you really know and feel?
Well, I always say if you didn't see it on the news, then you know, I don't talk about it unless I saw
right.
something which was criminal, which you know I did. I'm always very clear on that. I mean, that's my obligation as a federal law enforcement officer first, as a former Secret Service agent to do so. But here's the deal. You know, President Obama came into office with two dangerous things here. Number one, he was a far leftist. Disregard what the so-called moderate Democrats will tell you. Oh, you know, Barack Obama is just he's just a centrist Democrat who's trying to get things done. No. Listen, that's almost laughable. Okay, believe me, I was there. We're talking about a far leftist. Number one. Secondly, we're talking about a man who had little to almost no government experience at all. And when I say government experience, I don't mean political experience. There's a difference. I mean experience within the government. He was never a Secret Service agent, an FBI agent. He wasn't in the military. He's not used to, and I talk about this in the book too, he wasn't used to the team. He doesn't get the concept that it's not about him, that it's about a team. He doesn't understand that. The man was a community organizer. So by combining far leftist ideology, which is not at all commensurate with our goals as a constitutional republic, with a guy who's never been in government and got to treat it like a shiny new toy when he got in there, you had a recipe and a witch's brew of danger here. And the examples, which I describe at length, are endless. I mean, I could have written the entire book on just scandals that have brewed in the Obama administration. And, I mean, things people don't even talk about. There were so many scandals that even serious scandals got brushed under the rug. I mean, everything from, you know, the raid on Gibson guitars to Jamie Dimon.
Oh, right. I'm glad you brought that one up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the Jamie Dimon and what happened with, over there with the bank. Jamie Dimon, a Democrat who spoke out against Obama, and all of a sudden the Department of Justice was, you know, was suing the bank. You know, however you feel about banks, I mean, you agree with political targeting to just something that happened just recently. You
Hello, know, Bob Obama, Menendez. Go ahead.
Yeah, releasing a known explosives terrorist expert bomb maker from Gitmo, who Bin Laden personally praised and was responsible for the design of the shoe bomb, Barack Obama lets him go. I mean, you wonder to yourself, how do Democrats look themselves in the mirror and support this guy? I mean, we as Republicans, we don't have this issue, right? Conservatives call out Republicans all the time. I work for a website, Conservative Review. We dedicate probably 80% of our time going after bad Republicans. We don't have that issue. How do the Democrats not look in the mirror and go, my God, is this what my party's become? A guy who's releasing a known terrorist to go back and kill Americans? What if that's your daughter? And you're not only that, but they proudly support this guy, Obama. I mean, he has been a disaster for this
country. I'm enraged. Up to 30% go back. His sympathies are quite obvious. People say, do you think he's a Muslim? And I'll say, I know where his sentiments lie. I can't tell you what his religion is. There's ample evidence that it is. But it doesn't matter, because don't ever let the facts stay in the way. And the facts are standing in the way about this Hillary Clinton email scandal, also part of this criminal machine. And here's my scenario, my take, that the Justice Department won't do anything because of the Obama administration. Any of the agencies, the State Department won't do anything. It comes down to the FBI and a decent guy, I think, James Comey. He has to move ahead with an indictment, and it doesn't matter, because if he does, you've got Loretta Lynch, who is a clone. If Eric Holt is there, bang, squashed. Nothing's going to happen. Agree?
You know, I'll tell you, this may be the one area we disagree here. I think I'm talking to a lot of people about this, too. I think Mrs. Clinton is going to get indicted, and I'll tell you why. The evidence is so overwhelming.
Doesn't matter, but go ahead.
There's a history of doing this to people like Patricia. No, listen, I agree. We don't disagree that the Department of Justice doesn't have the blinders on anymore. You know, justice is not blind here. We both agree on that. But I think in this case, the evidence is going to be so devastating that they literally risk some near job stoppage by bureau agents, FBI agents who put this case together. I mean, it is going to be a political embarrassment of the highest order once people start to speak out about what went on behind the scenes in this case and how bad the evidence is and the fact that she wasn't prosecuted, yet David Petraeus was.
And he's still being harassed. He's going to be reduced to a three-star general and humiliated again for something
right.
He shouldn't have done. But this is 1,000 times worse.
Right. And listen, I don't disagree with the Petraeus prosecution. Well, but not prosecuting Mrs. Clinton, I think, would be a political disaster of the highest order, because people will start talking. And Jim Comey, I don't know the man personally. We may have run into each other a couple times in D.C. at the White House when I was there. But I can't see Comey standing for that. I just can't. I mean, the evidence, and I have a whole chapter on the Clinton email scandal.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter once it gets to Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, there are some things that defy the laws of politics, and I think this is one. I'm absolutely convinced that she's going to be indicted.
Prison time, Dan? I mean, I don't think so.
But yeah. There's going to be no way, if she's not indicted, to successfully prosecute a case of the breach of government security rules. There's not going to be any way to do it. Mrs. Clinton's case will be quoted forever by people who leaked information, people who went to the media. There's no way. I can't see it. I think she's finished. I really do. The evidence is, and I write one thing in the book that's important. A source contacted me not very long ago, and with firsthand knowledge that server was hacked, and she knew it. I mean, that's a big deal, what I just told you.
Yeah, now we got around the corner, Bernie Sanders. You couldn't make this stuff in a movie. When I saw Wag the Dog, I said it would never happen. This is worse. A take on today's political situation. We've only got about a minute to go, and I'm going to have you come back. I mean, I'd see Ted Cruz. You know, I'll settle for Trump because of my anger, my emotion, the visceral part. Ted Cruz, to me, is the only potential solution to where we are right now. Do you disagree?
You know, I like Cruz. I like Rand Paul a lot. You know, I'm an
like
ideas
Paul,
guy. You know, and I think their ideas are conservative. There's some of the ideas I think lean a little libertarian. I'm a liberty guy, But let's just be, you know, honest here. That any one of them, I mean, any one of them, George Pataki would have been better.
I would have taken Jim Gilmore. Anybody? Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, no, I'm serious. I'm not even. You know, I know you are too. I'd take Jim Gilmore in a heartbeat over Hillary Clinton. Or
oh, Bernie. I mean, I here I am. I didn't mean to start off getting this worked up. Now I'm angry. Dan Bongino, The Fight. Please, please come back and stay on when we go to a break. All right?
Yeah.
All right. This is Stu Taylor.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
I love profiles and courage. I love stories about people who overcome physical and emotional obstacles. I'm tired of hearing those stories that are just running rampant everywhere in the press, on television, and newspapers to get publicity. There should be more people like my next guest. Scooter is joining us, the author of Missing Frames, Memoir of a Woman Living with Disabilities. The book is published by Author House. It's available by going to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And Scooter is here to join us. And welcome. It's indeed a pleasure to have you on.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Stu, for having me.
It's my pleasure. Do you want to give out a website? Because we're never going to be able to get into great depth because of the time limit. What website can people go to get more information?
I think if they go to missingframesblog.wordpress.com, that it would connect them to the central theme of my book.
All right. And I want people to know about you, what happened. I would assume you had a nice, normal life. And what often happens to all of us, and nobody's prepared for bad news. Talk about what your life was before 1976 and what happened then to change it.
The whole world, especially Silicon Valley, we were going through changes in business. We were downsizing, and the whole notion of entrepreneurship developed. And I became engaged in that through Children's Services. And my son got involved in the system because of his behaviors. And I needed assistance, and a program was brought into our community. It was called Wraparound. And I got fully engaged in it, helped my son to get out of the system and to graduate from high school. And I've used it quite a bit for all types of problem solving. And I just became a national consultant, and I've written legislation. I've co-authored books about what Wraparound does, and I was on my way to a successful beginning. But I did have an accident in 1976. You talked about before 1996 and 76. I had a devastating car accident where I was in a coma for 3 days, and I had a traumatic brain injury. I did heal from that eventually, and that's how I got involved in the many things that I did later on in my life, or at least those 20 or 30 years after. I had to restructure my life, and I did it successfully.
Well, I congratulate you. Do you have any ill effects after it now? Because I don't think anybody, none of us really know what it's like having kids. We don't know what it's like having serious diseases, unless we've had them. We always listen with empathy and a sympathetic ear to other people. Talk about what it was like, what you're like today, and how you can interpret the consequences of that experience to your life.
I can tell you one thing, is that forgiveness is at the very top of the list. When you get injured suddenly, the first concern is how are you in terms of your health when that crisis occurred, because that's what you have to build on. Whatever that is, you have to use your body as you've treated it before that injury. And you need support. What it was like for a person like me when you have hidden disabilities, I can tell you 100% that people who are outside of that disability do not understand, because there are daily struggles that people with disabilities don't talk about, because it's so minimized, marginalized, trivialized to others, when it's rather significant for us. For instance, my ability to go outside of a door and know whether to turn left or right to get where I'm going. Not having that capacity could bring fear. It could also create more damage, in the sense that you keep making decisions that you shouldn't relative to your safety, because you think you can do it, and you end up in harm's way because people don't truly understand what you're going through. And me, myself, I get tired of people treating me in such a way that my deficit, my challenges are not challenges at all. But when you speak about the brain, when you speak about high blood pressure, when you speak about depression, all of that is related to your overall health. It's not just a thing you can fix.
Joining us is Scooter. The book is Missing Frames, Memoir of a Woman Living with Disabilities, published by Author House. What do you want, and you've articulated some of this, but what do you want people to take from this book who have read it, and who is the book aimed at?
Well, the book is aimed first at a person who was injured. And secondly, it's aimed at the people who are supporting that person, if there is someone to support them. I had one woman read my book, and she is dying from cancer. It keeps showing up when they remove it, but she has accepted that. She's experiencing memory loss now, and she doesn't understand it. When she read my book, she said she understood it more, and it comforted her. I valued that. It's also my desire that my book get into college classrooms and get into the healthcare profession, because the symptoms of these hidden disabilities often manifest themselves into something that does not look like the disability itself. And
continue, please.
Yes. I can take, let's take something that we all know about, anger. Anger is actually in the book, the DSM-5. And if you don't know how to manage your anger and it overcomes you, then generally you'll do something that's violent, more than likely. But that anger starts inside, and you don't, as a person, see that. You don't see the anger until it manifests into some type of action or something visible that you can see. And people don't usually relate it directly to anger. They say people are crazy, that they're wild, that they're uncontrollable. But it may not be that simple of a diagnosis.
Scooter, what's more difficult from your perspective to come back, battle, and self-empower yourself? Is it the physical consequences of what happened, or is it the mindset, the emotional part? Which is more difficult?
Stu, that's a good question. I'd say they both are. I don't mean to separate the mind from the body, but the mind controls the body, and the body responds to the mind. And in medicine, and in my particular case, my mind and my body were intertwined in the pain that I was suffering. And then it caused other challenges for me that had me cope. The mind will automatically instruct the body to function in a way that allows you to keep moving. So I had an injury in my neck. C3 to C4 was the actual spot. I had a bulging disc and a nerve that was being pinched, and a nerve that was inflamed. But it caused pain from the top of my head to the end of my fingertips. And the pain was so devastating that I kept my arm close to my body. And as a result of doing that over a course of 4 months, I ended up with an impinged arm. And that's when your arm stays close to your body. A lot of stroke victims experience that. And your arm doesn't move and it becomes useless. I had to go under anesthesia with an orthopedic surgeon, and they had to pull my arm from my body so that I could begin using it again. But all of that came from my brain and my body. So I am a very strong advocate for whole health, whole life responses, because when you have one thing going wrong, it certainly will affect something else in your body or in your life.
Scooter, a lot of books out, similar subjects. You know, I had this happen. This is how you, what I'm offering you in order to make your life better. What is the distinguishing aspect or aspects of this book from maybe some of the others? So some people out there will say, I've got to buy this book.
Well, I think one thing is that there are very few or uncommon views.
Got about 15 seconds.
An author writing a book who has memory lapses or amnesia. I put my book together through pieces of paper and conversation, and as a result, you've got missing frames. It talks
right,
to me.
Well,
I hope it talks to them.
Well articulated. Great having you on. Missing Frames, Memoir of a Woman Living with Disabilities by Scooter, author, host, the publisher. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is John Bogle, founder of Vanguard, and author of numerous books, including the recently published Enough. I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, and we've had a lot of fun talking about the market, the insanity of the market, the problems faced by our political system and our economy, and the kinds of things that we have to really get going on to fix America, to get back to our old values.
All right, just a preview. Tomorrow, Liz Davidson will be joining us. What your financial advisor isn't telling you. Also, Al Pidenpally on Persuadable. So stick around. We've got some great shows coming up. Talk about stem cell research on Thursday and on and on. And I thank my listening audience. I want to make a comment here about an award given out. This is given out to the Mittersill Alpine Resort. It's a four destination resort. I've been there 2 years in a row. I love it. And I love Lois Bijol and the whole crew up there. I mean, it's just, thank you. If you're listening, Lois, I can't tell you, I've had two phenomenal stays up there. Four season destination. The winters aren't for me though. So you can go up there and ski and it isn't for me. It isn't scenic. Franconia Notch, built in 1945 with authentic Austrian style, combining old world charm and modern convenience. It's a quiet, private, exclusive alpine resort, and you can see everything in New Hampshire up there, I'll tell you. And they have just received, that is the Mittersill Resort, the RCI Silver Crown Resort Award. And it says a lot about it, and I unfortunately don't have much more time to talk about that, but I suggest you go to the website, which is MittersillResort.com. Okay, as I might have mentioned, I'll just take a little break from all the business and all the politics. I was in New York. I left Friday morning and had a speaking engagement down on Wall Street on Saturday morning. And then the snowstorm hit. It affected almost everybody there except yours truly. After my speaking engagement, I did some interviews for video utilization and publicity. And then I was able, by using Uber, and there weren't supposed to be any cars on the road, but I managed to get an Uber car after a great brunch and a speaking engagement and got to Penn Station to get home, and they had all kinds of cancellations, and I originally was scheduled for 2 o'clock. I'm giving you the time because the time was critical. There was a parking ban issued at 2:30 p.m. in New York. I had to get out of there. I did not want to stay Saturday night. I wanted to come back and suffer through the Patriots game, as it turned out. So I got on an earlier train through Amtrak, and I thought, boy, am I lucky. I'm sitting there relaxing. Had a wonderful ride back. And then when I got off in Boston, actually at Route 128, had my car there. I encountered, if I did have more difficult driving in my life, I can't recall it. But I would say in decades, this is the worst I've ever had to go through. I was doing 8 miles an hour on Route 128. 8 miles an hour. And my car was going from lane to lane, and I was just missing snow. I couldn't do anything about it. You can't stop on a highway. Just missing snow plows. Finally, I got the bright idea. I'm going to get behind the plows. And it helped. It was nerve-wracking, to say the least. I was just missing cars at 8 miles an hour. Managed to get up and to get back. And, you know, I don't often go into road rage, and I didn't this time. But these are the times you can understand when you get so angry. So angry that, well, you have all these thoughts about what you'd like to do to the person who angered you. I was on a nice route home, still struggling, but there was no traffic. So, I could go back and forth with my car, and I wasn't going to hit anything. And came to an intersection, right on red. Somebody pulls up to my right. I'm on the main road, and the light is green. But I was going so slowly that to get through the light, I couldn't speed it up. And this jerk was just, on the brakes, off the brakes, and it wasn't skidding. He knew it was right on red, so he tried to cut in front of me to go right on red, and I had to swerve out of the way. And no, I'm not going to tell you what I said, even though I was alone in the car. But anyway, for those people out there who love a good adventure story, I did make it home all right, and canceled plans for Saturday night after that. So how's that? Laurie, was that a good story? Laurie?
It was a great story.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to tell that to all your friends. Tongue-tied. Got you tongue-tied. Oh, are we still connected? All right, I can't tell whether we are or we're not. I don't have any
contact. We are still connected. I'm sorry. Okay. I could not get to the mic. I apologize for that delay.
As long as I
was listening to you. And we're good. We have sound. Go ahead. Continue on, my friend.
We're back. I know we had a little bit of a technical. I shouldn't have talked about the bad weather. Because I talked about the bad weather, it's now carried over as some kind of punishment by having a little bit of a technical problem after having, I think, a great three quarters of the show. And I assume we're back. If we're back, Laurie, just moan or say something. But we are back. All right. I'll ask you for the third time because I don't think you could hear me the first two. Are you going to tell your friends about that driving story that I had?
Yes, I'm going to share that with everyone.
Yeah, and I share that, and then call me back or let me know how many friends you've lost because they fell asleep while you were telling them that story.
I didn't fall asleep listening to you, though. I'll let you know.
I love Laurie. You know, I love all the producers I work with, and I certainly love Laurie for the great job she does. And we have a wonderful relationship on the air here and during the breaks. And, it's just, I have a lot of fun doing this, and I'm really appreciative, and I really thank her for the great assistance I get here all the time. She's so dedicated to what she does, just dedicated. I try to show that dedication in a different way here, but I need everyone to know that it's not just me. I'm the voice you hear, but I can't do this alone. And you see what happens when I try to do it alone? I just struggle like everybody else who's alone. We all need help, and no, I'm not suggesting we take a village to change things. To change anything. And oh boy, why did I have to bring Hillary Clinton in at the end of the show and ruin a perfectly good show? But I must say, after my interview with Dan Bongino, I have new hope that Hillary will actually be indicted. And oh, I know this sounds terrible. Would I love to see her in prison? I don't want to see anything happen to her. Just like I said, I don't want to see anything happen to Obama. I'd just like to see her go to prison where she belongs. Now you want me to tell you what I really think? I think it was great of you to join me. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.